Welcome back, travelers, to your referral roadmap. This podcast is dedicated to helping you unleash your personal and business revenue potential by cultivating referral relationships. In this 10-part series, we're diving into the dynamic realm of target markets. We'll be exploring how understanding and effectively tapping into target markets can be the key driver of success, offering insights and strategies to help master this essential aspect of business. This week, we're talking about what makes people buy and unlocking customer behavior. And I wanted to define that really quick. Is that okay, Athena?
Oh, please. Yes.
Okay, perfect. So consumer buying behavior is the sum of consumers' attitudes, preferences, intentions, and decisions regarding their behavior in the marketplace when buying a product or service. Marketers use data to learn consumers' buying behavior in order to connect and market their products to consumers and increase revenue, according to Google. So Athena, I know you always have a story for us. So what kind of story you got this week?
I love this. First of all, I just want to say, like, why are we even talking about customer behavior with target market, right? What? Well, here's the thing. Part of really understanding your target market and getting revenue, getting referrals, building relationships is we have to understand behavior. One of the things I want to say before I really dive into this story I want to tell you guys is this. We can't trust words, but we can trust behavior. So as we go through, and Jada is going to give us some details, right? Facts and figures. That's what she's about. She makes sure we stay level. Then I'm going to share some stories and some insights. But throughout the entire thing, I want you to think behaviors don't lie. So as we do that, this is one of the things I want to talk to you about. First of all, I'm going to preface this. If you own a business, small, or you're getting to do a startup, or you're in sales, or you're a sales manager, I want you guys to be aware you need to already have a sales pipeline. If you do not have a sales pipeline, you'll want to go on, reach out to us so that we can help you with that. Okay. Really critical. I'm not going to spend a ton of minutes on it right now, but I want to tell you how important it is because it relates to my story today. And that is in our home building business and actually our coaching business. But today I really want to talk about the home building business. We have a sales pipeline. And that sales pipeline, when I first started creating it, elementary, it was just hot, warm, cold. Which, by the way, if you're listening to this and you know anything about sales pipeline, you realize that is super elementary. But it start it was a good it was a good start. Then it graduated to 30, 60, 90. 30 days going to close, 60 days going to close, 90 days going to close. Still a graduate, you know, we went up the level, but it was still pretty elementary. Once we got enough data, though, we started to look at the buying behaviors, the behaviors that the leads that we had, what did they walk through? Now, why is this so critical? Hey, you guys, look, I have been leading sales teams. I'm going to give myself away since I was 18. I'm 50, right? So for a minute, salespeople, we fool ourselves. And we think, I got that deal. It's in the bag. I got it. And we do it subconsciously. But what we did when we really started to learn at the home building business about these behaviors, I was the salesperson. I realized very quickly I couldn't rely on my gut or what I thought or what I hoped. And my business partner, very engineer, right? Super engineer, came in and was like, no, we've got to look at these behaviors. So once we started defining the behaviors, we started looking at and we realized, oh, if they will make the behavior of scheduling an appointment, then if they will make the behavior of actually coming to the appointment, then if they meet with a lender, then if they, and you guys get it, right? We had a whole sequence worth of behaviors. Now, once we understood, okay, if they do this next behavior, then we know that they're still moving towards the purchase. If they don't do the behavior within a certain amount of allotted time, then we know as sales professionals, they either are confused, unsure, have more questions, or have changed their mind. But now that stop, in the behavior allows us as sales professionals to stop and say, uh-oh, I better do some digging. I better uncover what's going on so that I can help, I can educate, I can be honest with myself that maybe they've changed their mind, whatever it needs to be. But now what used to be guesswork is now science. And when you have that, it allows you to have what I call a clean pipe. And that is a pipeline full of people doing the behaviors that are telling you, hey, I'm still engaged, Jada. I still want to do this. I'm still interested. And or, oops, I'm stuck. And hey, Jada, will you help me? Or can you explain that? Whatever it may be. And I really want this, I will say, as a coach and a businesswoman, I want this for your small business. I want this for your sales team. I want this for your sales career, because this allows you to take back some control. This allows you to be honest with yourself. This allows you to focus, be productive, which builds revenue, which is critical. So these are the things I want you guys just to process through. And as you know, Jade is going to give us some facts, but before we do that, I have one last thing to say about this. As soon as we built the behaviors, and the clearer we are, we literally tripled our business. Now, the business wasn't a ton, but it tripled the business. And we do know today, the cleaner that pipeline and the better we understand the behaviors, the better we will move people through, be more helpful to the end user, help more helpful to our referral partners and to the revenue of our business, which is really all of encompassing just to say we're focused.
Yeah. Athena, can I add something onto that story too?
Please do.
Okay. So at our, you know, weekly sales team meeting at Turner and Son Homes, the business the home building business, we often joke about in the sales pipeline of, I'm going to make up a name so that I'm protecting the actual identity of this person, but making up a name, saying, well, John Smith said he was going to sign the contract this week. And we joke about that a lot, because sales can be so emotional, and you hear the right things, but their actions are really what matters. And so we constantly have to remind ourselves that in our sales team meetings of, they might have said they were going to talk to the lender. They might have said they were going to sign the contract, but are they actually doing those things, or have they been stagnant for too long and need to go to the gold mine? So I just wanted to share that a little bit of ha-ha, but also pretty serious.
That is true, right? And it gives you clarity. As Jada, in your role as the person who is managing those pipelines and managing the sales team, can you, I mean, this is a little bonus for our listeners today who don't really realize that Jada is managing those pipelines for multiple businesses. Jada, tell me right now, what would it be like if tomorrow you woke up and the pipeline wasn't segmented like that?
Oh gosh, we would go into a frenzy. I don't think we would know where anyone was at in the process or how to best help them.
Right. You wouldn't know where your leads are. You wouldn't know how you were going to pay your people. You wouldn't understand cash flow. Yeah. I want you to think about that.
No, I mean, we wouldn't know who was, you know, as they say in sales, like closest to the dollar either. You know, we wouldn't know who was closest to signing a contract and how we were going to put food on the table next month.
Right. For your sales team or the business owner.
Yeah, exactly.
So I really want you guys to hear that. Yes, I may have helped create that process, but Jada is in the day-to-day activity of managing what we're talking about today. So awesome. All right, awesome. Jada, give us some facts and figures. You know I love it.
I'm going to hit you with them. And as always, I'll make sure that the link for these facts are in the show notes below, because again, lots of statistics and facts. Don't want you guys to miss them. Would love for you to even dive deeper and read some more about them. So I'm going to go ahead and just read directly from it. That way I don't make up anything. I'm already making stuff up while I'm reading it. 49% of consumers depend on influencer recommendations when making purchases, So diving into the world of consumer behavior statistics with a focus on a substantial 60% of consumers opting for digital engagement with businesses unveils not only the ever-evolving consumer expectations, but also valuable opportunities for companies to excel in the realm of virtual customer experiences.
Interesting.
Very.
That statistic, when we were doing some research, I know for the show, for our listeners, Jada, really caught me.
Really?
Yeah, I was surprised that 49% of people want somebody, an influencer, to tell them what to purchase.
Yeah. I mean, I would say, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I would even go as far to say it doesn't have to be a quote unquote influencer. I would say it could be your friends or family or someone you know, like, and trust that recommends a product. I think, Athena, you perfect example of this past week. You got a new bag, right?
Yeah.
And you posted on Facebook about it, just very excited about this bag. And so many people reached out saying, hey, where'd you get that bag? And already purchased it. And so, I don't know, that's just an example. Another one is me right now. I am pregnant. So for those of you who don't know, I am pregnant. But I've been wondering what pregnancy pillows are good. And so instead of doing my own, you know, Googling, researching, seeing what's highly rated online, who did I go to first? The girls in my community group that have already had babies, people that I know that have had babies. And I asked them, what pregnancy pillow did you use? Did you use one? Is it necessary? So I think even going as far to say, like, your sphere of influence can be an influencer too, you know?
Excellent. I love something to think about when we're thinking about the behaviors of the people we're trying to sell. Mm-hmm. I think honestly, that just tells me that referral marketing is not dead.
It's not dead.
All right. Keep going with the facts and figures.
All right. I got two more for you. So 85% of consumers research a product online before deciding to purchase it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty big statistic.
Yeah.
The next one is 88% of consumers trust online reviews as much as personal recommendations.
All right. So they're reviewing us in our peer group, influencers, online, and personal recommendations and online reviews. Wow.
Yep. Yeah, I think that's huge. So I don't have a ton of facts today. So that was it. Okay. Athena, now that we have those facts, what real talk and real strategies do you have for us?
Well, one of the things I wanted to make sure that we understand is there's two components to these, the buying behaviors. One is, so if you're an e-commerce business, the statistics and the link that Jada will put in the show notes is going to be really helpful for you. And that is, how are they even looking for you? But even if you're not e-commerce, all of us need to be aware, look, your buyers are watching. They're watching you. They're listening to you, even if you don't know it. So let me just, I want to tell you one other little story before I go into some rubber meets the road here. And that is early on in both of our businesses, but mainly in the home building business, if you keep hearing us refer to it, it's because it was our beta test. So we tested out a lot of technology to make sure it worked before we started the coaching company. So the coaching company have already, we got to start it with already lessons learned. That's a benefit. But one of the things we learned when we first got HubSpot, our CRM, that could track buying behavior, and we could start to see what people were doing. We started to see, and I know, Jada, you overseeing sales and marketing for the two businesses, what we see is people will ghost us, or what we think they're ghosting us. So we're talking about people will come on and they're going to look at your website. They're going to look at your reviews, go to multiple pages on your website, open up your emails, open up your newsletters. They're going to be stalking you. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes before they even engage with you. And we saw this because we could track the touches. And as we could track the touches, we were like, huh. And oftentimes we would call them or text them and we would get nothing. So what's important to realize is this is twofold. One, before you even often talk to your prospect, if you are talking to the right target market, which we've talked about, if your information as they're stalking you, we'll call it kind stalking or really investigating you, right? As they're investigating, we'll use a better PC word, as they're investigating you on you, You want to make sure that the voice is feels like them, that makes them feel like you see them, hear them, understand them, because they are definitely going to be really investigating you. And you need to be aware of that. And the more they investigate, the better. So we need to understand that's their behavior. So if somebody has come onto your website and you're reaching out to them and they're ghosting you, don't stop. We'll have a whole series on follow-up, but don't stop, because you don't know. They may still be in investigation, but maybe they've gone past that investigation stage and now they're into that sales pipeline that Jada and I talked about. Even then, it's critical to understand for your business, what are the behaviors they have to do in order to make a purchase for you? This is critical. And you want to understand that about them, because I'm telling you, we said it in the first series of this, in the target market series, is that personalization is key right now in 2024. When you're thinking about doing anything. So for example, let me give you a real life example. Rubber meets the road for real here. If I understand that somebody who is interested in coaching, I understand they're going to do all this investigation and then they finally reach out to me and we have a consultation appointment. I have to understand that if in those moments, our engagement, our email engagement with them during that appointment and after has to be about them. What pains, what desires, what is interesting for them? It cannot be generic. And so I have to understand them. So a good example would be that I meet with somebody and this is a real life example. I met with a business owner, owns a roofing company, and he wants to scale it. So he came in and talked to me. I know that he's never done this before and he has fear. Knowing that, then personalizing it is when I reach back out to him in a couple of weeks, the personalization is, I know this is scary. I know you're afraid, and reassure. This is what we're talking about. If you understand who they are emotionally, geographically, socially, you can tailor it and be personal. And this is all about understanding their behaviors. So where in the behavior do you need to address it extremely personal? So think about that. And here's the other thing. The entire purpose, when you were thinking through this, the intent, the purpose, is so that they feel seen, heard, understood, and that your product, they're not just another number. Okay? Now, when you do that, when you understand their buying cycles for their behaviors, it increases your conversion ratio and your retention. There's the other piece of it. One is you getting the sale. And for those of you who have clients, the better you understand their behaviors post-sale, the longer you'll keep them. Let's say that again. So one of it is understanding the behaviors necessary for you to be honest with yourself about the sale. But then post-sale, what are the behaviors that they exhibit to keep them as clients? Side note there, Jada, we need to work on that. So again, pot talking to the kettle. We're growing with you, right? So buying behaviors change based on society. It also by year of birth, right? So different age groups buy differently. So these are all the things we need to know. And the other thing it does is by understanding these behavior, it helps you to focus your business and or develop new products for your business. So once you understand their buying behaviors, their needs, then you can say, oh, you know what? This product would be better for this group, or this product could be better for this group. And or we should develop a product that would be good for this group. So think through that. It'll allow you to be a little bit creative. And I alluded to this before, but I want to make sure that I say this. It takes the guts out. Right? I really, I'm gonna get serious here for a second. I love the energy and enthusiasm in sales. It's why I've been in sales forever. But I can't tell you how easily we can fool ourselves by saying, oh, I just know they like me, or I have a gut feeling. That really feeds into rejection, Jada. And we don't need any more of that. So when we really have defined behaviors, it takes some of that mystery, which reduces that rejection. So we really understand and we can better diagnose. I look at this as almost being like a medical doctor in sales. If you look at the behaviors, you can see exactly where they're going and exactly how you need to treat them based on who they are and what the product is. And so you have a better result, better conversion, better retention, more creativity, and less rejection. Really important. So don't allow this to go in the waste bag. Please make sure that you understand the impact that you have if you really understand. So ask yourself, for your business, what behaviors do your clients have that you're aware of? Start there. You can adapt, you can adjust them, but start somewhere. Thanks, Jada.
Of course. So we would love to invite you to join the Success Revolution, which is Athena's weekly blog that comes straight to your inbox. It's fueled by relationships, referral, and revenue, where you get those weekly growth strategies to take control of your sales, your revenue, and achieve your full potential. The link to subscribe will be in the show notes below. And don't forget to like and subscribe below and join us next week as Athena brings real talk and real strategies on social media and your customers. A winning combination with our guest, drumroll please, Kyle Draper. For those of you guys who don't know Kyle, he is an author and a business owner. He has a focus in utilizing social media and sales. And I know it is a conversation that you will not want to miss. So
no.
We hope, no, not at all. So we hope to see you back next week with our special guest, Kyle Draper. We'll see you then.